up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy. It is time for another Audio Boo movie review. It's Wednesday, October 10th, and I'm here to talk about Looper. Yes, Looper, the talk of the town. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bruce Willis, the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Emily Blunt is in this movie. The more I see her, the more hotter she gets. She's got that little cool accent, too. Paul Dano's in this movie, Jeff Daniels. And I have to say this before I even go any further in this. There's a kid in this movie called Sid. His name is Sid. Okay, this kid is played by Pierce Gagnon, I think is how you say his name. I'm sorry, Pierce, if I messed up your name. This little kid is one little badass little actor. So y'all be on the lookout because his presence on the big screen is like, I wouldn't even want to mess with this dude. And this kid is like maybe like, what, 4 years old, maybe 5 years old? Okay? Anyways, so let's talk about the movie, Looper. I know it's kind of confusing. I know that I'm talking to people that haven't seen it. Because I know the people that have seen it are like, oh, I got it, Mike. It's so easy. Time travel, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm talking to the people that don't know if they should see this movie or not because they think they're going to be confused. Don't worry, you won't. I'm going to try and tell you a little about it without confusing anybody. Okay, so check this out. The movie takes place, it starts off in 2044. Okay, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a looper. He's basically an assassin. And 30-some years down the line, time travel has been invented. Okay, so what happens is that only the mobster gangsters 30 years from now have access to time travel. So what they do is anytime they find a target they don't want in the future, they send them back into the past, which is Joseph Gordon's present, and he kills them. So pretty much in the future, they don't like you, they shoot you back into time, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt's there with the gun, and he shoots you, and bam, it's done. Pretty simple stuff, right? And they get paid, and they live a really cool lifestyle and stuff like that. So everything's going good, and then one of his friends, something happens where his friend Seth is waiting for someone to come back from the future. And it winds up being himself. And what happens is that when they don't want your services anymore, they pretty much send your future self back. And technically, you're supposed to kill yourself. And then you've got some years to party your life. And then you just kind of die. And so that's the news that you never want to get as a looper. So something happens with his friend, Seth. And there's drama, really intense stuff. And it's kind of crazy. And then everything's going good, and then all of a sudden, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but if you watch the trailer, you'll see that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's future self, which is played by Bruce Willis, Old Joe, so you have young Joe and Old Joe, comes back, and all hell breaks loose because Old Joe is a badass, and perfect for Bruce Willis right there, and pretty much he escapes, and all hell breaks loose because now young Joe's boss wants him found because having a guy from the future running around from time travel is not a good thing. And I don't want to tell you too much. So then while they're trying to hunt him down, Bruce Willis meets up with young Joe and pretty much tells him, look, we can stop all this time traveling and all this stuff and everything else if we find the main person that's doing all this, and his name is the Rainmaker. So Bruce Willis's job there is to find this Rainmaker. Unfortunately, this Rainmaker happens to be somebody that I don't want to tell because I can't tell you guys because I don't want to ruin it. Just know that this movie is intense, crazy, awesome. The special effects are great. The whole story is cool. Emily Blunt is hot. The cast is just awesome. And if you're looking for a really, really good movie to watch, definitely check out Looper. It's so worth it. And that's all I want to tell you because I don't want to ruin anything. And I know some of y'all are like, Mike, you pretty much... No, I haven't. Because if you watch the trailer, you'll see that. I'm just giving a little bit more passion behind the trailer. Just know that there's hot girls in there. There's action. There's gun shooting and killings and... Yeah, and Bruce Willis is badass, because there's this part where he just, I'm not going to tell you anymore, that's it. How many popcorns do I give it? Four and a half out of five popcorns. That's what I give Looper, now playing in theaters. Make sure you check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, and follow me on Twitter at MikeTheMovieGuy. Peace.